First, when my child got admission there, actually accompanied by the phone number of the uniform man who was supposed to prepare for them uniform.
This is Rirota. Several parents and guardians are on the queue. They have come to collect Rirota Ward bursary application forms. Nebat Kadenge, however, missed the bursary form. He is a parent at Beth Mugo Mixed Day Secondary School. When he first admitted one of his children at the school, he bought uniform through a school supplier.
I took uniform for the first time, and I saw that when I was buying the uniform, it was a little bit higher than the other price in the market.
He tells me that when he was admitting his second child at the same school, he had learned from a fellow parent how he could get uniform outside school.
That one of the school was so fitting, so that people can learn with it for one term and then you buy another one. But that one that you buy outside, you can take the measurement the way you want, and then the child can stay with it about 2 years.
What difference did you feel after you chose to buy now uniform outside instead of from school?
I was relieved because comparatively the price there was lower than that one of the school. For example, a shirt I bought at 200 and I took it to somebody who was placing the badge for 100. The total cost was 300.
I am outside Kinyanjui Road Primary School. It is January 6, day one of first term, and many parents have come here to request for admission for their children. One of the parents here agrees to talk to me. His name is Genesis Ngare. He has secured a chance for his daughter who is joining class 2 in this school.
I don't understand why the school has to send me to distributors. For example, for my little kid, the dress I bought at 450, but I was forced to buy another dress today at distributors at 845. So that is a difference of 600. Now, if you look at the pullover, we buy it at 250 shillings. But at uniform distributors, I bought it at 1,020 shillings.
Ngare followed directions on a form and bought uniform in town. He went back to school with his daughter dressed in uniform. But he was also asked to pay some 4,000 shillings for school lunch, students' report card and a tracksuit. Some cost, he says, led him to borrow a mobile loan because he wanted his daughter in school.
I didn't have a budget, so and to go back to Mshwari, I have just made another loan that I will now be paying in the next 3 months.
Did you buy all the uniform from uniform distributors?
That was the requirement, the socks, the dress, the blouse, and the sweater. You have to come with them today, otherwise your slot will be gone. I also had to pay the tracksuit in the school, and then they said that after some time they will give to the kids.
Parents who seek new admission at Kinyanjui Road Primary School for years have been directed to buy uniform at a specific shop within the city's CBD. Two parents of children that joined in 2016 told us but did not want to be on record. The same parents also paid for tracksuit money at the school. Then children were given tracksuits after some days. Kinyanjui Road Primary School now has a new head teacher who took over in January 2020. However, when I met the former school head teacher Christopher Mugoti, who retired last year, he told me when he joined the school, parents already had that directive. Here is Lavington Primary School. Parents here too are directed to a specific shop to buy school uniforms. Nicholas Gathemia, the new head teacher, says Lavington is a school that has existed for years and most policies were reached several years back.
We cannot correctively say that there is a distinct way of determining who is going to supply the uniform or any other supplier. Other than the books, the instructional materials, where we have a committee called the School Instructional Materials Selection Committee, which is also the procurement committee, having been established by an act of parliament and by the Constitution and the Education Act, there is no other distinct way of saying how. This depends on individual schools. Maybe Lavington Primary is as old as time. It was here many years ago and it has its own traditions. I may not be able to talk about all the traditions, but there is the way they purchase and they get uniform. One thing we know, uniforms will make students stand right.
In Makina Market, I meet Makina, not his real name. He has been branding materials for about 30 years. He works with schools, churches, and various individuals that have several tailors. Mr. Makina is not a tailor. His work here is to fix school badges and logos on various school shirts and blouses. He says he gets most customers because his price is low.
Unaona sasa kama uniform, ukikuja hapo unanunuanga material, wanakushonea na 100 shirt, nalipa.
When you come here, these people buy and make for each uniform very fast. A shirt at 100 shillings, a fresh badge of 50 shillings. You really believe satisfied with the uniform. Tracksuit varies depending on size. At school, tracksuit is sold at 2,000, but here, we do faster than print at 200 shillings. At the end, we make 1,500.
Unapata pengine ni 1,400.